Chuck McDonough, Mr. Eric McKay, Mr. Jerry Parker, and I'm Mr. Todd Parker. As captains, we'd like to help you help us promote good sportsmanship. We want this to be a positive experience for all the participants, including the coaches, players, fans, and officials. Any questions on that? Another thing, too, is play with your heads up. We want to see you guys in class on Monday, okay? Play smart.
All right.
I have heads, I have a tail.
Since Albie, you came to the fuckers, I'll let you call it. You'll call it before I flip it. If I drop the drag slip, I'll re-flip it. Tails. Albie defers.
All right, you can hear that strong wind that T says isn't existing on the turf.
I'm going to turn his mic down just a little. Yeah, that.
Jim, I thought you said there was no wind.
It's gusts.
Oh, wow. Who's this Gus guy? Because I think he's in your ear, man.
We only got room for so many guys on the sideline. Wow. But, yeah, as you can hear that wind going. But Albie did win the toss, deferred, as they typically do. Davis County will receive. Albie will take the ball second half, start the second half. So we'll kind of cut that one out for just a little bit there. But, yeah, that's a good start for the Blue Demons. They like to start on defense, get themselves ready to roll, Jason.
The Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Streaming all over this great big country of ours, all the way down to the giant state of Texas. Good luck to Carter Isley from East Texas and Illinois' family. We're listening in Normal, Illinois, so glad to have you along on this football Friday night. And, Dan, each week we got to get to the keys of the football game, and the keys of the football game brought to you by our friends from Dewey Motor Company, your locally owned GM dealership. Let Dewey Motor Company help you find the right vehicle for you, and then they'll take great care of it, keeping it on the road for many, many years. Let's get to those Dewey Motor Company keys to tonight's football game.
Well, the two of them tonight. One is, first off, play through the elements. It feels like a playoff weather game, and so we've got to get ourselves ready for that. That's sometimes is a little shocking for teams. And the other thing is know what your goal is. The goal is to get better for playoffs right now. The Blue Demons really fully expect to be there, be in a good position, and so they've got to work on their game to be the best that they can be come playoff time.
All right, boys, you got it. Ready to go. The kickoff is about to get underway. As the Blue Demons, who have been so special on special teams, and every little boy in Albie wants to be a guy on the special teams. That's what the contagious about the way Albie's been on special teams, Christian.
Oh, yeah. Everyone in practice wants to be Bryce Lesher. Wants to make that big hit like he's been doing all year. So this is where the game starts. This is where you make the impact. And this can be the momentum of the game right here.
We'll get your starting defensive starting lineups right after the kickoff. But right now, let's get to your People's Tank Bank kickoff. Ready, set, go. Their new mobile app, and the Blue Demons are ready to go, set, and we're underway. Homecoming 2014 here in Davis County. The ball goes into the end zone and out, and that'll be a touchback. And let's get to your defensive starting lineups. Lance brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate. Let their experienced staff help you get started with your dream home, farm, recreation, or lifestyle property. Give the staff at United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate now a call today.
Brendan Bassett, D-line. Justin Bosser, D-line. Trevor Blackford, D-line.
Rosiah Harris, D-line.
Ryan Sarver, outside linebacker.
Blake Lawless, inside linebacker.
Brett Freshwater, linebacker.
Brett Freshwater, linebacker.
Tony Rushing, cornerback.
Hunter Weldon, cornerback.
Blake Brad, free safety.
Mustangs come out throwing on their first play from scrimmage and into that wind. And Huff, the starting quarterback, just a sophomore, Dan, gets a start. They moved Justin up to the running back position. They thought they could get a little more offense out of him there with Huff, a young player, and they really believe in him.
Yeah. And not only rushing, but then receiving. The extra pass attempt was to him out of the backfield, and he's very capable in both facets. They can get him a lot more touches in space to try to have something good happen.
Second down, 10. Here comes another pass, a little slant into the flat, complete, and brought down after a gain of about 4 yards. Boy, quick right to the ball, Big T, was the Albion defensive back.
Yeah, he was right on his guy, and I think that's number 13. Is that Hunter Weldon?
Yes, it is. That was, you heard him in the starting lineup. He's back back on the team, or been with the team, but eligible to play tonight, and his starting lineup right back there, and big hit there on that play.
Third down, 5 for the Mustangs. Three receivers out to the near side. Here comes the snap. The pressure, a little shuttle pass, and it's complete. but it's going to be about 2 yards short.
Boy, I don't know how he got
first down marker.
Don't know how he got that ball out, Jason. It looked like it was going to be sacked, and he just got hit as soon as he shoveled that out. And but just a good play there for him, and it does indeed look like it's going to be short, just a little bit fourth down and a one.
Well, they bring the punt team out, Christian, but you never know. Mustangs might pull the old fake punt right here. Even though it's early, you know their coach is going to want to be aggressive tonight.
Yeah, that's always an option for the Blue Demons. They just got to make sure that they're focused and being able to cover that fake punt if that does happen.
Christian, on your wireless one, Mike Kersey at Tharp Funeral Home. Here comes the punt. It is a punt, end-over-end punt. Bounces to the 45 of Albia. Bear will let it roll dead, and Albia's offense will come back onto the field to take their first possession from the 41-yard line. Let's get to your offensive starting lines, brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate.
Hunter Gertz, offensive line, front side tackle.
Ryan Ramonko, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Hunter Dude McInish, backside guard.
Nicholas Edward Dukowski, backside tackle.
Gannon George Henry Wilson, tight end.
Matt Baker, slot back.
Cameron Wyatt, judge, fullback.
Carter A. Isley, running back.
Nate Hoffman, wide receiver.
Luke Steven Sober, quarterback.
The Iceman Isley over the left side, and he goes into Davis County territory, and he is a lot of man to bring down.
And as important or as big as that is, and that's a nice way to start, that actually does put him over 1,000 yards rushing on the season. That's an 11-yard gain. He came in with 991 to start this contest. First carry of the game, he puts himself in the 1,000-yard club.
Albia with the football, first and 10 inside the 50 of Davis County to the 46-yard line. I formation. And here's another handoff for the left side. Isley just getting by defenders on a foot race. 30, 25, 20, 15, and gets by defender. 10, 5, take it to the house.
They spotted
just about a half yard short. But, Jimmy, how about the explosive running there of Carter, the Iceman Isley?
My goodness, live in action, I'm telling you. Yes, this is the first time I see him live in action run like that. That dude can run and run people over.
Did you see the annihilation, the complete disappearance of that defensive line there by Davis County? What a job by that offensive line.
Yeah, just a big, huge hole on that left side. And Carter, the first safety tried to make the tackle, couldn't do it, and then Carter was able to get to the one.
Albia at the one-yard line. Here's a handoff. Karen Judge fighting towards the end zone. Wait for the indication, and they're going to spot him. You got your micrometer out there, Christian, because I think that you can't get much closer than that to the end zone. It's a cold, cold night down there. He's holding tight.
You know, hit a wall real right up the middle. I mean, it was well defended by Davis County, and the Blue Demon was just not able to get the surge off that initial hit. You know, on a first down play, it's a great call there. KJ's been very capable all year long. He's got, five TDs on the season, so.
Second down, goal to go for the Blue Demons. Power eye formation. Here's the handoff. Isley walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Albia. Albia scores first, and the Blue Demons just flexing their muscles offensively. And how about the running game? Albie comes right out of the gate, Dan, and Carter Iceman Isley runs it down the field.
Runs three out of the four plays, and he gets that touchdown. You know, just about had it on that second play, a 45-yard run on the second play after 11 on the first. And so just a great, great job by the Blue Demons. And that's not only to Carter's testament, but it's also a quality showing about the line being able to make those holes.
Albia, it's going to do the extra point right here. 6-0 Blue Demons, 9:22 to go here in the opening quarter, just underway here. Bassett to do the kicking. Here comes a snap, low snap, picked up, kicked up, and high enough, long enough, and this one will be good enough, and the Blue Demons will take an early 7-0 lead, 9:22 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and
Oh, man, a ton of brick hits right there. Courtesy of 3D Paint and Body, and I think that was Blake Lawless meeting up with Ryan Sarver, and that ton of brick by 3D Paint and Body. When your vehicle's been hit by a ton of bricks, Randy will get you back on the road. 3D Paint and Body, third down and 10 here. Jimmy, I love the aggressiveness of this Blue Demon defense. Bam.
Jason, I'm just so impressed. I really am. I'm telling you, there's some hitting out here big.
Two receivers each side of the field. One back in the backfield. Huff, quarterback, rolls back. Here comes the pressure. Pump fakes. He's under some heat. Josiah Harris brought the heat. Now, Bosser brings it down all the way inside the 10-yard line. A loss. Back to the 7-yard line, and this Blue Demon defense playing inspired, fired-up football.
Now, how about that's your defensive tackle chasing down the quarterback. That's usually not what happens. But he, I mean, I understand Huff wasn't on a full-on sprint either, but he saw the pressure coming, and there was nothing he could do to get away from him. Great sack and a loss of yard brings up a fourth and about a 30.
Christian, they're winning the trenches, buddy.
Oh, yeah. That's the game plan to come into the game, is whoever wins the trenches is more likely going to win the game. And the Demons are definitely winning the trenches right now.
Fourth down and 25 for the Mustangs. They're punting out of their own end zone. They get the punt off, a spiral punt. Blake Bear is going to field it at the 40-yard line. Over the right side and brought down all the way to the 25-yard line where the Albion offense will come back on the field. Let's take a look at your Southern Iowa Technology text line. As the texts are coming in fast and furious, we want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. ESPN has nothing on you guys. We enjoy the pregame and the broadcast. Keep the big blue train rolling. Go big blue. Brian and Heather Thompson joining in from Oskaloosa.
Appreciate you guys listening in. As always, doing a great job.
Good luck to the big blue from the Huber family. Here comes the carry. Iceman Isley over the left side once again. Albion really working that left side. Isley this time brought down only a gain of 5 yards there. Boy, he's really slowing things down here, guys.
Yeah, they really, you know, short end of the field here for the Blue Demons, so great place to start with the ball in the 25. So they don't have a long ways to go here to try to get another score, and that's certainly what the Blue Demons want to do, come out and strike early, start strike often, and see if we can't get a nice lead and get this game over with sooner than later.
Gain, they're going to mark it back, a gain of 4 yards. I formation for the Blue Demons. Here is, again, fake handoff to Isley. And Sarver rolls back a completion. Matt Baker in the 10-yard line. Lights up a defender towards the goal line. Touchdown, Albion. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, put a juke and a jive at the 5, and Albion takes it in for another 6.
You know, that's his 5th touchdown on the season. Just a great job by him. We've seen him a lot of times on that counter reverse. But here on the pass play, a little rollout, nice little flat pass pattern into the short flat. And then once he catches the ball, his yards after catch, that's something that's really special on all these guys out here. They can really gain yardage after the fact. Plus, he had a lead block down there at the goal line to get him in.
Jimmy, how about the thunder of Carter Isley and the lightning of Matt Baker?
You know, I love that combination, but I tell you what, you got a magician out there. He hit that ball good sober, didn't Jason?
He's Mr. Houdini, and Albion has magically put up 13 points already here. 7:06 to go first quarter. Here is the extra point by Bassett. Up and good. And with 7 minutes and 6 seconds to go in this opening quarter, we're going to roll back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Milgan has quick scoring update as the kickoff teams come back. Take it away, big guy.
Oh, say. Not that one. But anyway, yes, we will get you the scoring update, and we wanted this one. There we go. Let's take a look at the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board where Albia leads 14-0 just in the first period. Norwalk up on Sheraton at Charger Homecoming. Norwalk 7, Sheraton 0. That's also on our stream number 2 if you want to follow that one. Sigourney Kyoto and Eddieville Blakesburg are scoreless now in the second period in a tight battle at Ike Ryan Field in Eddieville. Wayne and Melcher Dallas were knotted a second ago at 12 apiece. Melcher Dallas has now gone out on top. It's 18-12. Falcons trail in that one on stream number 4. Stream number 6 has North Mahaska and GMG of Garwin, where North Mahaska has gone out to a 13 Zippo lead in the second period. Pekin leads Cardinal 20-0 to remain unbeaten. And Waukee and Urbandale on stream number 9 are scoreless. It's Cedar Rapids, Washington, also unbeaten on the season, leading Ottumwa and the Bulldogs 13-0. Cedar Rapids, Washington, by the way, ranked first in the state. West Marshall has extended their lead on PCM. It's now 20-6 in the first period. Let's go back live to Bloomfield and more of our coverage of Friday Night Lights. Here's the crew.
Albion with a 14-0 lead, only 4 minutes and 54 seconds into the ball game, and your People's State Bank kickoff goes out of the end zone. Here's the handoff, met in the backfield to Josiah Harris, takes him down after he was hit by Blake Lawless, a loss of about 2 yards, and Blake looked like a rocket shot in there.
Well, we talked about that last week with Justin Bosser on the pregame interview, the one that Johnny didn't overwrite, and Justin talked about how, you know, they do a lot of cross-blocking up front or cross-stunting, and it allows Blake Lawless to have just a clear shot in there, because the guard who's on top of Bosser will have to follow him, and then Blake just works off his tail and goes right through there, and it's an easy play for him to go get that hit, but that's the teamwork and the concept of this defense.
Second down, 13 here. Loss of three. Here's a quick screen pass out to the right side. Met and brought down. Another no gain on the play. How about the you know, we talk about the speed and the physicality, but, Jimmy, how about the wit of this Blue Demon defense to read that play?
Just amazed, Jason. These kids, they keep their positions. They're fundamentally smart. You know, like Dan was talking about, you know, the blocking stuff. It's kind of weird. The defensive front line's actually blocking sometimes so the linebackers can seal and get it done.
Big play right there by the Blue Demon defense has absolutely shut down this Mustang offense. Now, the Mustangs will have two receivers east side of the field. They'll stay. But listening from warm Modesto, California at 94 degrees and clear skies, that is mean.
We're 49, I think. We're no, we're not, but it's colder than that.
Well, Dan, something spooky's going on.
We'll get that after this play here. And T and I, we can talk a little bit about this here in a minute.
You two are involved. It's got to be scary. Albie with the football. Offset eye formation. Here's a handoff. Kara Judge over that left side. Gets by a defender. Keeps his feet moving. And he goes. Judge and the jury. Kara Judge on a gain of about 7 yards. He was hit in the backfield. But, Christian, you talked about his strength. He just kept those legs to turn and moved upfield.
Yeah, he has massively strong legs, and he does what every running back or fullback should do. So when you get hit, you keep moving your legs. You keep moving your legs, you're the engine that keeps on going, and you're the one that keeps on going.
Albia with the football. Here is Isley, straight ahead, and this time hit and wrapped up little to no gain. That's going to bring up third down and three here. Albia marched the ball down to the 15-yard line. Way to go, Big Blue. We are all so proud. Mayor Tom and Charlie checking in back in Albia.
Do want to mention T and I have been working quite a bit with a lot of great parents working on this year's Albia Haunted House, and it's up and running again this year, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to 11. They're going right now, T. I've already got texts in. People are coming out enjoying the Haunted House.
Awesome, man. You know, and they can go to the high school parking lot, you know, catch a ride out there, and just $5, and it's a great cause, you know, for after prom. And man, it is scary.
Here's a little roll out there by Luke Sarver, a little past play to Carter Isley, and this is going to bring up, I believe, fourth down and about a yard here. Albie with the football inside the 15-yard line. Well, go Big Blue. Salinger's listening in from La Villa on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. We want to hear from you.
You know, that last play was well defended by Davis County, and Luke did a good job checking down his receivers, went to the underneath man, the third option, which was Carter Isley, just to get a pass off and see if he can't generate the first down. They're going to go for you on fourth down. Hard
like
count.
A jump.
Yeah, nice hard count by the Blue Demons. I don't see us moving, so I think it's a defensive penalty.
Yeah, it's defense.
He came across, and that's what they're going to call. Albie moved after the jump, and that is going to be a first down on the penalty. Yeah.
That's a smart play there. Well, again, we talk about the coaching and the intelligence of this team. You know, that's the kids working on this.
Discipline.
Knowing what the situation is here. If you just sit tight, we don't have to move because we're not planning on hiking it here, and get that easy yard to get that first down.
Matt Baker's family from Harshaw, Wisconsin, are cheering. Go Big Blue!
I met his grandparents last week after the game. What nice parents. Nice people, I should say. And I know they got a lot of family. Even got, an aunt that up in Canada listens to us every once in a while.
The Iceman Isley carries it down to the 6-yard line, and that'll bring up second down, goal to go. Albie on the march here once again, and what an impressive start to the ball game, Jim. This Blue Demon team has really come out and taken the energy that was homecoming right away from the Mustangs.
Well, you got to do that. You know, a big night for them. You got to put it out quick because, you know, anything can happen. It's Friday night football, and, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But I'm impressed with the offensive line, Jason. Hunter had the guy on the ground. The guy just wiggle-wobble around, couldn't get up.
Second down, goal to go. Here is Kieran Judge. Sidesteps a defender, fighting towards the goal line. Down close to the goal line is going to be about a yard short. Kieran Judge, the defender, Dan, has snuck across the defensive line of scrimmage and made an attempt at Kieran. He sidestepped. You saw the physicality, and then he sidesteps him and goes forward for another 4 yards.
Well, and that's just that strength. We talked to him in the preseason, you know, and he's able to squat 450 pounds with ease, which is just an awful lot of weight for a high school kid. And does it, you know, just the right way. He's just so strong, and you better be ready to bring him down if you're going to hit him.
Third down and goal to go from the two. Isley over the right side. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley, and he freezes that Mustang defense, and Albia puts another 6 up on the board. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter, and it's been all Dan, it's been all Albia here in the early goings.
You know it has, and that's what we need to see, and this is again coming back to the concept of, you know, we've got to get better as the season goes along. Well, there are some things that we haven't done perfectly yet, and so this is a great opportunity for them to really flex that muscle and to try to improve things. And again, the conditions aren't ideal, and so this is a really a great playoff type atmosphere for them.
Abby going to try for the extra point here. Bassett with Sarver doing the holding. Here's a loose ball, and Sarver's going to pick it up. He's going to try to get rid of it. He'll be brought down, and the extra point is no good. With 2 minutes, 45 seconds to go, it's Albia 20 and the Mustangs nothing. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
This is how we roll.
Throws it across the middle of the field and completion! A bank kickoff. And now I'll be trying to play spoiler here. Homecoming 2014. 20-0 Blue Demons. 2:45 to go in the opening quarter.
Yeah, hey, that's right, folks. We're still in the first quarter. The Blue Demons 20-0 did not get the PAT. Snap came a little low. Luke Sarver was not able to get the ball set timely, so he quickly got up, was rolling out, trying to see if he could make something happen, unable to get anything, any two-point off that. So the Blue Demons, though, will have the 20-0 lead here as the defense comes back on the field. Another touchback by Justin Bosser. Man, that leg of his is working tonight.
He is putting a boot in it. Go Big Blue, we're cheering you on from the garage. Bring home a win. Ken, Missy, Hollingsworth, Gary, Jenny, and Cassie Stevens, Brandon, and Kerry Tomlin.
I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt that text. Little quick rollout. And wow. Bryce Leshen is like 7-8 yards off the receiver. He's reading that he's playing his zone properly. As soon as this ball's thrown, the kid turns, and he doesn't even have a chance to look, and he's getting smacked upside the head by Bryce Leshen.
A loss on the play. A 4-yard loss, and Bryce Leshen is absolutely as physical as you can get, and he is not the biggest guy on the field.
Kids everywhere, man. I mean, he plays aggressive, just plays smart.
Kara and Tomlin, Dave and Carol Peterson, and Spencer, too, checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's a run over the left side, goes for an odd, and gentlemen, Albia's defense is impressive. Albia has been offensively. This defense is playing lights out.
Well, really coming to make a statement, and Blake Lawless, again, was the initial kid in on there. He got kind of blocked down as he's coming through the gap, but was able to grab an ankle, and that allowed Trevor Blackford, and I think Brendan Bassett maybe, or Josiah Harris to come in and finish that play off. But, boy, that was, again, Blake Lawless having another great game for the Blue Demons.
We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Three receivers out to the far side. Here comes a little pressure, and the cop goes down all the way back to the 14-yard line, and you're going the wrong way.
You're seeing the backs of all the linemen for Davis County, which means the defensive guys have turned them and got in there. There were five defensive guys coming in just right on top of Huff, excuse me, and just a bad play for him, but a great one for the Blue Demons.
Jimmy, it must have been all those hugs you were giving out to the guys and the coaches when they come on the field.
Oh, brother, I love it. I tell you, there's nothing better than Friday Night Lights, but these boys are for real, Jace.
The defense has been at it, and now another fourth down along here. The punt from the 5-yard line nearly got it blocked. End over end kick. Hunter Weldon stands back and lets the ball roll into Albia territory, all the way to the 46-yard line, where Albia's offense will come back on the field. Let's get a look at the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Carter Isley's a tank. The Hendersons say, go Big Blue. Go Albia, bring home another win. And that is courtesy of Patty Chance, and also checking in tonight. So proud of you, Blue Demons. Addie Hill says, I love the Blue Demons, and I'm their biggest fan. Well, there's a lot of fans out there who like to vie for that biggest fan title. I think Kelly Romanco is going to rank up there. He helped us out tonight. Here's a handoff, a little reverse that time. I believe that's Matt Baker on the counter play.
Reverse, yep. Did get a text from Greg Dorpinghouse again. Good listeners, always checking in with us. Didn't know, or maybe didn't catch earlier, where's Eddie?
Well, Cousin Eddie is at, we forgot that guys, the clown convention, Eddie, an avid clown, is at the clown convention in South Elgin, Illinois. Him and Tricky, got a picture of him and Tricky, and they were showing a new magic trick, guys. And Tricky says, ta-da! Second down here. Here comes a Kieran Judge on the carry. A little to no gain on the play. 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. Oh, tricky. Tricky the clown. And that is the magic act that was the Blue Demons in that first quarter. 20-0 Albion as we go to the quarter break. We'll go back to the Friday Night Light studio. And Joe, Tricky the Clown says, Millage,
ta-da,
no tricks.
Ta-da. Here we go. Okay, let's get to the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board where Albia leads now heading into the second period. 20-0. Norwalk still on top of Sheraton 7-0. Sigourney Keota and Eddieville Blakesburg still knotted at nothing. Wayne falls behind Melcher Dallas 26-12. It's Urbandale and Waukee 0-0. Pekin now has gone to the halftime break. Pekin 28, Cardinal 0. North Mahaska having their way with GMG of Garwin 20-0. It's Pella falling behind to Carlisle early in the second period now. 3-0, Carlisle on top. Grinnell is just scored on Oskaloosa. It's 7-0 in the second period. Grinnell 7, Oski 0. Cedar Rapids, Washington still leads the Bulldogs 13-0. Twin Cedars and Lamoni are still at 0-0 in the first period. Knoxville on top of St. L 7-0. Pella Christian extending their lead on Highland Riverside 26-14. And West Marshall on top of PCM 20-6. That's the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board. Let's get back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth in Bloomfield.
Ah, oh, here's a little pass in the flat. Luke Sarver to touchdown maker. Matt Baker complete. No, they're going to say incomplete. Wow.
I tell you what, though. No, he's marking it.
No, they're smart.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay,
yeah.
Well,
I just said dead ball is what he's signaling, not incomplete. But what was nice about that, Luke Sarver first was a drop back, three-step drop back in a pocket. It was looking like maybe it might collapse just a little bit, so he rolls out to the right, keeps his composure, and then at the last minute when you think he's probably just going to throw the ball away, he sees Matt Baker underneath, gets the six-yard gain. So that's a great job of making something out of a play that wasn't really developing like he wanted it to.
20-0 Albion with the fourth down play here. The Blue Demons is going to go for it. Sarver comes under center. I formation. Here's a fake handoff. Sarver rolls back, throws it to the left side. Baker up. Oh, and good defense that time by the Mustangs. But, Jimmy, I like Albie going to great.
Windy out. You're throwing the ball. I'm just very, very impressed with the whole package we have here.
You know, and that's two things there. With the fourth down, you know, it's trusting your defense. If you don't get it, you know your defense can come out and play hard. And then it's working on that part of the game we haven't had a chance to see a lot of. The Blue Demons have a very capable passing attack.
To the wind right there.
Yeah, no, right. And we just switched going into the wind. But it's just, I like seeing the fact that they're trying to work on the pass plays, because come playoff time, we're going to have to be more balanced. You know, it's fun watching Carter and Karen and Matt on the counter reverses going, but we're going to have some good balance coming playoff time.
Mustangs with the ball near midfield. Huff throws it to the sidelines, complete into Albion territory across the 45, and down close to the first down marker. A good executed play there by the Mustangs, and that will be about a half a yard short.
Blake Lawless with pressure. I thought he was almost going to deflect that pass before it came out of the quarterback's hand. Again, was getting in quickly with the pressure and just well-executed play with good blocking downfield for the receiver, and the Blue Demons were able to swallow it up, but not after a nine-yard gain.
Just underway here, second quarter. Albia with a 20-0 lead here. The Mustangs on the march as Albia came up and turned the ball over on downs. Huff hands it off over the left side. Met in the backfield. Ryan Sarver and Josiah Harris to finish it up, and it's going to bring up third down and short here. Boy, Jimmy, you know, we love these Sarver boys, but Ryan Sarver is so physical and fast with the football.
Jason, he put a hit on him. That dude's feeling it right now. Yeah, boom, he's laid out. Good hitting, big. Good hitting.
And that is Jimmy on your funeral home wireless 3 mic. And third down it is for the Mustangs into Albion territory from the 41-yard line. Dan, this is likely four down. It is four down territory for the Mustangs.
Yeah, at this point they're going to work on what they can right now. And Blue Demons are going to try to see if they can't stop them. Make him really earn that first down.
Bring a little blitz action on the.
Gave it to him easy way.
Yeah, Blake Lawless tried to put the brakes on and got into that wet carpet and slid forward. Looked like he had skates on, and that's going to be a 5-yard mark off. And the Blue Demons will give the Mustangs, I think, their first down.
Yeah.
First Yeah, right. This is the second first down of the night for the Mustangs. He just got one. That is number one. Yeah.
And wow. He was trying to time that snap. Blake Law was coming in on that blitz and just got off time just half a second.
Here's a middle blitz in by the Blue Demons running with the football. And that is Udd over the right side trying to get to the corner. Has a block 20 and will be brought down at the 16-yard line. That's the athleticism we know that Udd possesses. And Christian, he's a good athlete and gets to that corner and they turn it into a big play for the Mustangs.
Yeah, at any sport, all the family, including him, just phenomenal athletes. So that's credibility to Utt right there. Made a great athletic catch and run, and luckily we got him before he went to the end zone.
Three receivers here to the near side. The Mustangs on the march here at the Albia 16-yard line, 20-0 Blue Demons. Here in the second quarter, here's a pass in the flat, nearly intercepted and knocked down as Ryan Sarver came in and made the stop. Dayton Lynch on the attempt, but Ryan Sarver right there to gobble it up.
And again, Blake Lawless putting a lot of pressure, making Hoff have to throw it a little quicker than he'd like. And then go back to Utt, though, too. You know, that to me is a Coach Rasmussen really recognizing that you've got your best athlete, and the way to get him the best opportunity for this team is to get him in the backfield in the receiving core as opposed to the quarterback, which he's only going to throw once in a while, where Hoff is shows he's got a decent little arm. He's able to get it off, but he just needs a little more time.
9:05 to go here in this first half. Albia with the 20-0 lead. Huff for the Mustangs in the shotgun. Hands it off for the right side. It's Utt. Utt met at the 15 and brought down after a gain of about 4 yards. And that'll bring a third down and 6 here for the Mustangs. Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue. Keep doing great things, guys. Proud of you all. Great to hear the Summers boys and Dan on my radio app. Rick Shucker from Bon Durant checking in. Also got listening in Ankeny. And let's be Brendan Bassett fans because they checked in giving us his number. Awesome job. Keep it up. Have fun. Be safe. Steve and Darlene in Albia. Glad to have all of you along here. Albia trying to play spoiler tonight in Davis County. The Mustangs homecoming. Two receivers east side of the field. Here's the fake handoff. Running with the football over to the left side is Huff. On his way inside the 10, down close to the goal line, and he's going to be just short.
Wow. Just short of the goal line. I thought he fell forward into it.
So the Mustangs showing that they have they're not going to quit, Big T. They're still fighting here, even though Albie's up 20-0.
Game's far from over. Game is far from over, boys.
Totally different start than we had a year ago, Christian, where actually Davis County had all the momentum early on.
Yeah, no, this is actually the opposite last year. Davis County's kind of trying to control back the lead that Albie has built up, just like we were doing last year. So the game is not over by any means.
20-0 Blue Demons, 7:43 to go here. The Mustangs have it. First down, goal to go from the 1 yard line. Comes a high snap, handoff to Utt, met in the backfield, and Albia trying to rip the football, and he did get it out. We'll wait for the indication.
That was Brett Freshwater on the initial hit, and immediately he's trying to strip that ball loose. Nice job there defensively.
And did he get it out?
Whoa.
They got it out. Albia's defense rises to the occasion, the bend, but not break defense. And how about that? You called it, Dan. Yep. That was a great heads-up play. As we made contact, it immediately went to strip that football out, and Albia gets it done.
Brett Freshwater, came and just hit him hard. He's such a strong young man and very athletic. And then he knew what the situation was. It's on the goal line. You got to try to stop this score any way possible. And the best way to do it is get the ball in our hands. A good job out of Fresh to get that ball loose.
That's going to make our friends down in Del Rio, Texas happy. The Sweeneys are checking in. Say, go Big Blue. Keep the A-train rolling. Well, it's back on the tracks and ready to go as the offense comes back out with their backs against the goal line. The Blue Demons, a 20-0 lead here. 7:28 to go to end this first half. Here's a quick handoff running straight ahead. Kieran, the judge and jury, but he runs into a wall of Mustangs and gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. But how about the change of momentum right there, Big T? That was a great defensive play for Albia.
That's a great defensive play, man. They just had him stacked up, and then they just started just clawing at the ball, and they got her out.
Listen to T tonight.
He
I mean,
on his game.
Not just that. The clarity of his wireless two mic there, Tharp Funeral Home, bringing it out there just as clear as can be. We got him a good mic finally tonight. That's good. I brought that from Albia.
Here comes the handoff over to the left side. Carter Isley from the end zone out across the 10. Has the first down to the 15, 16-yard line. Nearly got that corner turn, Jimmy. And, you know, one of the things we loved about the Albion backs of the you go back a year ago, and it looked like, you know, our backs were blocking as they went downfield because they were pushing people around. And Carter Isley's not just pushing them around. He's putting them in the ground.
Oh, he was coming right at me, Jason. I tell you, he's running hard. The poor guy's like, do I hit him, do I not?
We've seen that a little bit already this year, that's for sure.
Albion with the first down. Here's a handoff that goes straight ahead. And, boy, Luke Sarver got thrown to the ground pretty hard there. But Kieran Judge, as the magician that is Luke Sarver, yeah, sold everything so well, the Mustangs still thought he had the football. And Kieran Judge, in the meantime, runs off four straight yards.
Yeah, Connor Davidson came right in like a shot coming out of that D-line position and was just going right on Luke and didn't even realize he didn't have the ball. And Luke was about 7-8 yards back. And that's again, the offense to able to hide that ball and make a misdirection there.
Here's Isley over the left side. Once again, Albion really working that left side. And Isley just keeps pushing his way upfield. Gets a gain of about 3 on that second down. Carey's going to bring up third down and 2 for the Blue Demons. Laura and Linda listening in Ankeny. The Bassetts are their nephew. And they say, go Big Blue. Well, we're glad to have Ankeny checking in tonight on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437.
Well, I tell you, you got a good one there in Brendan Bassett. The way he plays out there, he's got a great foot on the PATs and kickoffs if we want to use him. And so he's just a very good, versatile athlete.
Tricky the Clown just text in. We'll get to his text. Here's Carter Isley has the first down, working his way upfield. And the ball is looked like it came loose for a moment. And we'll wait for the indication. And
they're moving the chains for us. But, boy, that cold air and stuff. And that's the thing, really, that we need to work on, continue to work on. And as Coach Dayton said, I think we've perfected the fumble. We don't need to work on that anymore. We need to work on keeping that ball in our midst. And it's hard on a cold night. I mean, I get that. But this is, again, why it's really good come playoff time, if we can kind of get used to it in these kinds of conditions.
Tricky the Clown from the Clown Convention in Southern Elgin, Illinois, with Cousin Eddie checking in. Says, guys, leave the tricks to me. And P.S. Christian, I have a new trick for you.
Bootleg, Luke Sarver on the left side.
Over the left side, has some running room across midfield before he ran out of bounds. Luke Sarver, he turned that corner, Jimmy, and put that ball in his hip, and the magician that is Houdini that plays number 12 for Albia fooled everybody and took it down the sideline.
Jason, he came around that corner, but Bake put a licking on somebody, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that was a good play. It looked like, again, he pumps the ball in both Kieran Judge's belly and Carter Isley's belly, fakes to both of them, puts it on his hip, and he's very quick. His hands are so quick when he's doing that fake handoff. It's really hard to see, and the defense just didn't know where to go with it, and Luke came out with that bootleg wide open.
Albion on the march here. Here's Carter Isley on his way inside the 45-yard line of Davis County. And he has another gain of about 5 yards. If you're just joining us, Albion ran off 20 straight points in that opening quarter. The Mustangs got a turnover of downs and then marched it all the way down to the 1 yard line. Looked like they were going to go into score at the 7 minute mark of this first half. Albion's defense got the turnover, and now Albion from their own 1 yard line has marched it all the way down to the Davis County 43. Here's Isley. No, fake handoff. Sarver trying to get to the corner and could not get the fake done. And this time the Mustangs get a loss all the way back to the 49 of Albia. Well read that time by the Mustangs.
Well, the defense really stayed true to their assignments there and didn't bite on the fakes. And so we had both Jacob Jones coming in there, as well as Clay Haymaker putting the hit on Luke and loss of yards, a considerable amount there. So brings up now third and about 14.
Keep the train rolling. Go Big Blue from the DeMoss family listening back in Albia. And good luck to the Albia traveling softball team this weekend. Go Crushers.
And Jimmy, if you notice too, we got some subs coming here. This is the Eagle formation. A lot of pass happy, friendly receivers coming in here.
We like this.
Yeah, we're going to let the Eagles fly.
All right, we'll see here. Albia goes to two receivers east side of the field out of the shotgun. Sarver rolls back, plants, throws it. It's complete. Hunter Weldon gets by the defender on his way down the sideline. Will be brought out of bounds at about the 44-yard line. Did a good job of getting extra yards after the catch. And Albion will have it fourth down here, and let's call it 6 from the 45-yard line of the Mustangs.
You know, good job. A little pressure coming in there. Kieran Judge picked up the blitzing end, or not the blitzing, but the defensive end is coming in hard. And Luke just went ahead and immediately went to the quick route underneath to Hunter Weldon.
Albion will stay in the same formation. Two receivers east side of the field. Here comes the shotgun. Sarver has all kinds of time. Throws across the middle of the field. Wide open. Blake Bear on his way inside the 35-yard line. Fighting towards the 30. Gets by a defender. Still on his feet. Fighting his way forward all the way down to the 26-yard line. How about that play, Christian? What a great job there by Blake Bear.
Wow. What? Wide open in the middle. Catches the ball. Immediately just takes off sprinting. Misses a couple tackles and then cuts it back the other way and breaks two more tackles and finally gets taken down. Wow.
And what I really like, not only that, it was about a 15-yard completion, but before he does a couple of those zigzags, four of the linemen are already down there helping to block again. That's how quick and athletic the linemen are. Usually you don't see that. That's very good team play.
Sarver rolls to the right side, throws it across the body towards the end zone. Baker, oh! Did he catch that?
He did!
Oh, my goodness! I cannot believe
it! Tony Leshen!
Tony Leshen! One-handed grab. He was falling down, folks. The ball was overthrown by Luke Sarver, but Tony Leshen kept his focus on the football, and by the tips of his fingertips, Dan, he brought that football in. Touchdown, Albia.
That is amazing. And what's going to be fun, we'll watch this on Monday with the team. The helmet cam is right there in that end zone. Hopefully they got that whole thing full zoomed in and focused. What a great play.
Unbelievable. That is a Senate Pierce-Macher Funeral Home touchdown from the Houdini of a quarterback, Luke Sarver, to the magical catch of Tony Leshen. Unreal. And here comes the extra point.
The whistle. I don't know if we moved a little earlier. It looked like Davis County was coming a little quick.
Oh, wait here. But, folks, that it's offsides on Davis County. Yeah. Unbelievable. Jimmy, my goodness. Unreal.
There's a lesson for you. Oh, Jason, that was – I can't explain it. Yeah, six the word. It was good. It was real good.
They call it timeout. Offsides right. On Davis County.
And then Albie called a timeout to
we're going to probably go for two here.
Right.
26-0. Yep. We're going to keep it right here. 2:36 to go. But, T, I'll tell you what, we saw some great catches out of Zach Eugen last year, some magical catches, even on this football field a year ago. I don't know, man. You're going to have a hard time ever finding one any better than what you just saw Tony Leshen come up with.
That's right. You know, I was really thinking back to Zach Eugen and some of the great catches that he made, but you can't fully appreciate that catch. I mean, we were right down here on it, and just the focus that he had in his eyes that he was like, it's mine. I mean,
Luke had thrown it in a place where the defenders couldn't get to it, and you thought, well, he maybe just throwing it away. It was going deep towards the end zone, yeah. Overthrown Tony Leshen. And you really, Dan, I was ready to call it incomplete.
Oh, it tipped. Dan and Osen getting a chance to get a catch and a touchdown there. Been doing a great job all year long with predominantly doing a lot of blocking. And then finally tonight we're getting a little more passing action going on. So he gets his chance to get his name in a book.
That is Gannon Osing from Luke Sarver. Albion now with a 34-0 lead. Way to go, Blue. The crawl's listening in from the Casey Hall and the tree crawl rehearsal dinner.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right. Congratulations.
You bet.
Albion looking to add another point to the scoreboard. The kick is high enough, long enough, and it is good enough. And Albion will take a 35-0 lead. 1-1 to go here in the first half. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Have you test-driven the New Holland T7 Series tractors at Bowser Equipment in Albia? Brute power never felt so good. Eight models range from 100 to 195 PTO horsepower with a leading selection of transmissions, including CVT or full power shift transmissions. All with the smoothest, quietest, most spacious cab in the business with the award-winning Sidewinder 2 armrest controls. Bowser Equipment in Albia invites you to stop by for a New Holland T7 Series tractor test drive. Brute power never felt so good.
It's harvest time in Iowa. Bring it on in, boys. We'll supply the classic hit country, Thunder Country KIIC.
Hi, your People's State Bank kickoff, ready, set, go. And the Leshen crew of Tony and Bryce Leshen. A ton of brick hits on the Leshen combo.
Just a nice job on the kick coverage there. Mustang, Davis County Mustang, 24-yard line. But boy, just nice downfield hitting. And then Blake Bear actually helped get in on that tackle as well.
Your 3D paint and body. Call Randy when your vehicle's been hit like a ton of bricks, and he'll get you back on the road.
A little motion and movement by Utt in the backfield. He kind of flinched a little too quick on the snap, so that'll be a 5-yard penalty. Again, we're under a minute in the first half. Blue Demons have that 35-0 lead, which will mean to start the second half will be continuous clock.
Jimmy, you didn't want to come back and have a running clock.
Yeah. I honestly didn't really. But I tell you what, I love this. Jeez, this amazing team here. And TF Scott's a good team. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But, man, we real deal.
What a night for football. Crisp fall night. Davis County with the football. Here's a handoff. Running with it is Utt. And Matt Dinello gets by a defender and works his way upfield and brought down after a gain of about 9 yards. But after the 5-yard mark off, it's going to make it the second down and let's call it 6 for the Mustangs. 37 ticks left on the clock here in the first half, Dan. It's been an impressive start here for Albia.
It is. Just nice time. I want to mention Cody Hyman, actually sophomore in on that tackle. Got a couple snaps in there while Justin Bosser was getting his kicking shoe off and back to his cleats. So trying to work in some extra players in here for the Blue Demons, getting some extra reps in there for the night.
We get text all over the place. I'm getting this next text here in a second. 18 seconds to go. Rolling back Huff, being pursued. Here comes the pressure. Now gets by a defender, shakes one guy. He's on his way, running for the first down, and then, oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That is not a door you want to open, and the door of Bryce Lesson waiting to meet you. That is as scary as the house that is going to the west of Albion. That, another ton of brick hits. Bryce Lesson literally, as the quarterback was running to him, he did not see Bryce coming, and he lifted him up off the ground, and I've never seen a guy so happy for a halftime break as a quarterback for the Mustangs.
Oh, I mean, that just was a hard hit. Just jacked him backwards. You know, Huff had a full head of speed going there. You know, he wasn't just walking down the court or the field there, but boy, Bryce Lesson with the intensity that he brings the game just loves hitting people. And that is, you heard the whistle in the background.
Wow.
It's halftime. So 35-0. It will be our score now at half. Blue Demons with a nice lead.
35-0. I tell you what, Christian, that was an impressive start here for the Blue Demons.
Yeah. Not like last year where it looked like things were going all against us. But, hey, we've had to battle through that. But they are ready. They're focused just like last week, just like they had to be. And the offensive line, that's what's impressing me right now. The offensive line just making big old gaps out there for the Blue Demons.
Well, Dan, we started this night with a mystery, wondering where our equipment was, why our tire was flat, why we were out of gas, and why we came up here missing our frequency broadcaster. Yeah. Where did our interviews go for the players and the coaches? Right. And that was the only mystery of this ball game so far.
Right. Yeah, everything else was playing out like they should, you know, which just goes to show that Johnny, his tentacles reach far and wide, but they don't infiltrate the football program, which is really good. He can wreak havoc with us, but not to Coach Staten and his staff.
We're going to get your Eagles Club impact player of the first half and your Cindy's beautiful play of the first half here in just a moment. But I got to get to this text here before we get to the halftime break. We get them all over the place, but this is wow. Chris and Carol Ann Sample checking in from Pella Regional Health Center. Let's go Big Blue. Bring home another victory. Well, we hope you're just visiting and not there in the hospital. But if you are, we wish you the best, and we're just glad to have you along on this football Friday night. 35-0 Albia, and Albia's got it going the right way, Big D.
Yeah, they do, and that's what you like to see. Just as Christian said too, you want to come out with that focus and intensity. This is about them getting better, and while the record looks good, and our first four opponents definitely were very quality playoff type teams, and so that's nothing to be ashamed of. But you know, there's still things we got to get better at, and I'm seeing that tonight, and I'm really pleased with that. I know Coach Staten probably when Jimmy, if Coach Staten will entertain an interview with Jimmy, we'll probably talk about the things we can do better, but. We'll see how that goes. If Coach Staten gets a chance to say anything,
we're going to come back here and get your scoring updates at the Friday Night Live studio and come back and get your impact player of the first half, courtesy of our friends. We know you got us listening on at the Eagles Club down in Albia. A big hello to everyone at the Eagles Club and a Frosty Mug Root Beer, one of those 1919 Frosty Mug Root Beers on tap all the time at the Eagles Club. We'll be right back with that, impact player of the first half, and your Cindy's beautiful play of the first half when we come back to Friday Night Lights. Blue Demon football, 35-0 Albia here at the halftime break.
Hi, this is April with Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. We have just completed our remodeling project, and you'll have to come see it for yourself. They did an amazing job. We have a new longer bar with 36 beers on tap. Don't have a DD? No problem. Just give us a call, and we will pick you up and take you home in our limo. We have two new 90-inch TVs to go with our other 32 TVs. We have DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket, MLB Package, and MediaCom Cable. Never miss a game. We have a new smoking patio that is away from our dining patio. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant across from Sonic in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
This is Monroe County Attorney Steve Goodlow wishing the Albia Blue Demons great success in 2014. I would appreciate your vote for Monroe County Attorney on November 4th. Go Big Blue!
Paid for by Steve Goodlow.
Aw, oh, look what Bowser did.
No! Say it's not true! There's no way we're going to get this carpet clean!
It's okay. It's okay. We'll just call Absolute Cleaning Systems. I've got the number. 932-4500.
Let Absolute Cleaning Systems help you with all your cleaning needs. Call Absolute Cleaning Systems at 932-4500 today to schedule an appointment. Again, that's 932-4500, the absolute best choice in cleaning.
Your recipes deserve the freshest ingredients. Shop Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Surefine evaporated milk, 12-ounce cans, are just 99 cents. Surefresh cream cheese in 8-ounce bars are 99 cents. Surefine sliced sweetened strawberries, 24-ounce packages, are $2.89. Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton and Albert.
Hey, Coach, question for you. I've always wanted to ask this. When you're beating a team 35-0, going the second half with a running clock, what do you do as a coach? I mean, you got guys that are seniors and want to keep playing hard, but how do you finish the second half?
Well, it's unfair to take the seniors out after they worked all year long and they only play half a game. And then at the end of the season, when it comes time for all-state selection, people say you haven't got any stats. So we will start our regular team. We play the first half to win the game. We start our starters in the third quarter a series, and then we start substituting. So they'll have one more series, and then we put the reserves in. So the reserves will be coming in after the first series.
The great thing is your reserves, you say. The reserves can step in and do the same spot as your starters.
Well, they've had hours of practice at their backup position, so they should be able to. When they go on the field, we don't expect a letdown. We expect them to function on a high level as well as the varsity guys.
Amen. Heard from Coach. Coach, love you, buddy. Take care. Go get him second half, buddy. Love you, man. There you go, Jace.
That is Jimmy back on the sidelines with your Brees Rest Home home team coaches interview, your local licensed residential care home. Warm hearts, caring hands. And I've got a buddy of mine standing up here in the broadcast booth, Coach Todd Ratliff. And, Coach, how about those boys and girls cross-country teams? I'll tell you what, amazing.
Yeah, you know, they're having a real good season. Colton Norbenhaus out there leading the guys' team with his sixth individual title on Thursday, and Jordan Winkie got her fifth individual title. Boys team, I think, has six team titles as well, so we're rolling along.
Well, buddy, I knew she was going to have a great year, but I think she's even ahead of where, you know, the high expectations we had of her. I think she's beyond that at this point.
Yeah, you know, she's setting her own goals from meet to meet and doing a real good job of executing what her plan is before the race.
Here is Efika on the reverse. Hunter Weldon gets to the corner in the boat race. Hunter Weldon on a special team play on this football Friday night. Take it to the house. Hunter Weldon on the opening kickoff of the second half takes it to the house. And you know about speed there, Coach Ratliff, and he just took that down the sidelines, put the propellers on, and zoom, zoom, zoom. Way went Hunter Weldon.
That looked like he was running the 100-meter dash at Drake Relays last spring. He has got some wheels. He took that, had a couple of good blocks up front, and he was gone.
Unbelievable. Albia on the opening kickoff of the second half. Touchdown, Albia. Senator Piercemacher Funeral Home touchdown. He sold the fake handoff, Dan, and he put that on his hip. And Hunter Weldon with that Drake Relays 100 track speed kicked that motor into another gear and away for an Albia touchdown.
Just a great all over the 1,000-yard mark, you know, trying to get some more here if he can the second half before his night is done. Matt Baker had 13-yard rushing. Luke Sarver, two carries for 9 yards, so nice job. Davis County only 50 total yards.
Third down and 17 here. Rolling back, Huff throws it to the flat. It's complete. Down across the 15 to the 17, 18-yard line and brought down on a good open field tackle there is Hunter Weldon once again. Boy, what a breakout night here. You know, he's been on the sidelines, Dan, and I know he's been wanting to be out there with his teammates, but, boy, he's having a breakout night here. Midseason and looking like he's in midseason form.
He is. You know, what's really good is he kept his head focused. You know, we'd see him, you know, in the press box. He'd be helping out during the games. And he was ready to go, but he was just biding his time, really paying attention to what was going on so that when he had an opportunity, he could just jump right in. And that's what we're seeing. He, just like he's never, you know, just like he's been here all year long. Nice job out of him. Here comes a punt, a little low slinging one.
Look out for the return here. Over the left side, Blake Bear has a corner to the 45, 40, trying to get by a defender, still on his feet, goes across the other direction. He's on his feet to the 30, has a wall. This is going to go for another Albion special teams touchdown. Blake Bear on the punt return, touchdown Albion. Another Sinnott Piercebacher funeral home touchdown, and another special teams play by the Blue Demons.
You know, that is so impressive, the way he came. He was reading his blocks. He went all the way to the left side, and the Davis County Mustangs were really closing in good, and then he just reversed field, and when he did that, there was another blocking wall just set up over here perfectly. We had a great view of it, and there was the only one who were going to catch him were going to be fellow Blue Demons who were running along stride with him.
Contagious Ebola. It's contagious, Big T, but how about the Albion special teams play? It is contagious.
Wow. You know, you just can't say enough about that. I mean, Blake just such a smart guy with the ball in his hands, you know, just reading his blockers and just knowing where he's supposed to be.
He knew where he needed to be, and that was the end zone. And the extra point is blocked, and Albion will take a 48-0 lead. 9:21 to go. Let's take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albion? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip, 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 dip.
Pow, pow!
Gotta get dip.
Pow, pow!
Gotta get dip.
Pow, pow!
Dip. Dip.
The pal that is the Albion special teams. Here is the People's State Bank kickoff. Return to the right side, and hello, Blake Lawless and Tony Leshen on the open field tackle.
And they had to get that tackle done before Bryce Leshen came in and was going to level ahead. He was coming on.
Oh, he's so mad. He's over there just pouting. You know, Bryce wants to get his shot, but no. Tony and Blake wanted to get theirs as well. But guys,
there was a flag on the play there too, Jason. Or no. No, I thought that was, excuse me. No, never mind.
That's scary, Stocker.
That is scary. You know, speaking of scary things, again, I want to publicize a little bit there.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, we got the Albion Haunted House open for business again this year.
That's the scary thing. You guys are involved.
That's the only
that.
Thrilly thing we got going tonight.
Here's a handoff. Utt gets by a defender, sidesteps, uses athleticism to get upfield to the 30-yard line, a gain of about 7 yards, but... Albion Haunted House is known statewide, guys, for the after-prom committee. The junior class always does a great job, but it truly is a destination place for those who want to be spooked.
It is, and it's different this year. It's in a whole new location. It's just on the outskirts of town, so we highly encourage people, as T mentioned earlier, encourage people to take the bus, go to the high school parking lot, Friday, Saturday night, 7 to 11, just $5 to go out and have just an exciting thrill time. And T, what a lot of neat rooms we got in store for people this year.
A lot of really cool rooms. That's right, you know, and also October 25th, we're going to do a special lighted version of the Haunted House for the little people, and maybe
great.
For the big
Christian
people like Jason, who is a little scaredy cat. 5:30 to 6:30, going to do that October 25th.
You know, and that's something they've done a lot of years, that lighted. And what I remember, my youngest was kind of thinking he wanted to do it. He's about 8, 9 years old, and we actually went on the lighted one Sunday, and the following weekend, and he went to the full blown deal because it just takes the scare out of it a little bit. Not so frightening, but yet he had a great time. He's been there every year since.
Third down, 3 here. Here comes the pressure. He throws it up for grabs, up tipped it. Oh, nearly intercepted, and there's a flag on the play. But, Dan, you know, Albie's running out of ways to score here. Well, you think about this.
Seven scores.
Six. Way has another block to come. Oh, the ball's loose. Oh, Blake nearly got that corner turn, and the ball's on the ground. We'll wait for the indication. But I'll tell you what, Jimmy, they had that corner turned. Looked like it was going to go for another six.
That guy is amazing, dude. I'm telling you. When they get the ball, they're just going to make things happen. And they don't wait for nobody to just take charge and they go. I'm telling you. Very, very amazing.
There's a flag on the play, too, upfield a little bit from where Blake Bear was. So we'll see what the indication is. A little block in the back, which is where the direction was. It kind of makes you think that would be the call. Just trying to get that wall sealed up for Blake Bear. And a little block in the back. So a little penalty. Blue Demons have a little more work cut out for him here. Again, 48-0 with a continuous clock going on here in the second half. We're in the third quarter. Well, 5 minutes, and the clock is ticking.
Guys, you know, I didn't realize this, but evidently Mike's Link just texting in. He is also in South Elgin tonight. He is at the clown convention. He says, go Big Blue, listening to play-by-play while watching the clowns perform here. Go Big Blue, Mike Selenik.
Carter Isley with the carry on the left side there, off tackle. Just a nice hard run. Just kept those feet going. Got a nice 8-yard pickup on the play.
Love listening to the game. Go Big Blue. Corey and Kim Sawatsky in Far Texas. Glad to have you along. I hope I got that right.
Is that near?
That is not near. It is far, okay. With a P. It's kind of like when I say Jimmy is fat, I mean it with a P-H-A-T.
Sweet.
Second down and two here. Here's the handoff. Carter Isley over the right side on his way inside the 25-yard line. Another gain of about 7 yards and a first down. And, Christian, I love the way this offensive line, no matter what the score, still keeps going hard at it, and they have absolutely opened up gaping holes.
Yeah, they're just playing to be their best, and they don't care what the score is. They're going to go out there, and they're still even making hard physical blocks and making big holes for Carter Isley.
Beloit, Wisconsin, checking in, home of Matt Baker's aunt and uncle and godparents.
Karen Judge with a playoff, just off tackle, Jason, as he goes, scoots up for 11-yard gain. Geez. That's your fullback with an 11-yard scamper right off the left tackle side.
Karen, the judge and jury on the scamper for another Blue Demon first down, first and gold, or first down 10. Albia has it just outside the 10-yard line, 3:28 to go here, running clock, 48-0 Albia. Albia, seven touchdowns, six different players to etch those touchdowns. And here is Karen Judge over the right side. A flag comes in, and gain of about a yard, and that's it.
You know, how about just watching out the two? I'm not sure the penalty is going to be a hold on the Blue Demons. But, boy, and Jimmy mentioned it earlier, too, watching Hunter Gerst out there, you know, not only does he initiate contact and try, he's driving kids in the ground, and he's done that early on this year. He gets right in there and really manhandles this guy, and he's got a good one tonight. He's going against a lot of times, and Ben Kincart, who's just an awesome athlete, good family. They're a good football family, and boy, just did a nice job blocking on just that last play.
T, I got this is a shout out to a little connection with T. It says here, good luck, or let's go Big Blue, and good luck to the high school band and color guard at the band competition in Ottumwa tomorrow.
Oktoberfest.
Well, that's
going to go have some brats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And good luck to our band and our color guard. Great, a great group, hard workers, and color guard, yes.
Color greens.
Careful. Leave me alone, you guys. Here comes the handoff. Isley on the carry over the left side and run into a wall of maroon jerseys there.
We're going to quit reading text from Greg Dorpinghaus.
I didn't know he knew how to text.
Well, but he sent a picture now again.
Oh, that is low, man.
Jan Stalzer made chili and cheeseburger chowder.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and he sends that to us. Are you kidding
me? Come on, Dorpinghaus.
That's not fair.
Geez. Between you and Selenik at the clown convention, that's ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Another text in from Matt Baker's grandma and grandpa. They're also in Wisconsin. Here is Carter, the Iceman Isley, and get on the bus that is Carter Isley, and let's go for a ride as he takes some maroon jerseys for about 5 yards downfield. And, Jimmy, how about the physicality that is Carter Isley? He is just a load to bring down.
he's a man. I mean, he ain't a boy out. He's a man out there. But the great thing about it, too, is these linemen are down the field with him. It's just amazing. I mean, they're running right there with him, and they're not the same speed he is. But, he follows the blocks very, very well. And once he gets through the hole, he explodes hard. Just a solid, solid running man.
And some people might say, well, why is he still in there running at 48-0 continuous clock? You know, it is, Coach Staten talked about it. He wants to make sure his kids get it, even on games where games score gets away, he wants to make sure they get their stats, because that's what people in the state look at in terms of recognition. And when you've got a kid like a Carter Isley, and it's a recognition of the offensive line, you really want to make sure that he gets a chance to at least get some numbers on there. And it's not about scoring right now, but it's about getting some yardage for Carter Isley. And had 102 in the first half, which is a good start. You know, really like to keep him north of 150 each night to make it a nice consistent number, and so I respect and can understand what he's doing and why Carter's still in there. You know, the special teams get two scores to start the second half. The offense can't help that. They still want to go out there and get some reps.
Albion with the football, fourth down and 16. Luke Sarver rolls back, plants a little screen pass, and it's knocked down. And Albion's drive will come to a conclusion at the 11-yard line. 48-0 Albion. The clock continues to run here again. We are under a running clock, folks. If you're just joining us, Albion went to the halftime break with a 35-0 or 34-0 lead. 35-0
lead. Yes.
Then out of the gate, Hunter Weldon takes the opening kickoff back for a touchdown.
About an 82 or 3-yarder.
Four plays later on the punt, Blake Bear says, hey, I'm not going to let anybody outdo me on special teams, and he takes one back for a 55-yard punt return.
Yeah, just a very good job of the special teams to start the second half. Again, the clock is going to wind down after this play, probably 15 seconds and counting. 48-0 is our score. Davis kind of hands off. New tailback in there for the Mustangs. I haven't seen him. He might be out there with a new tailback there. Dalton Johnson, a junior, in there running.
PC back in Albia sends a picture of him celebrating the Albia lead here, and we will celebrate the Albia lead into the fourth quarter. We go three quarters in the book. It's all Albia playing homecoming spoilers here in Davis County. 48-0. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Terry Labonte.
Boy, there's nothing better than a juicy char-broiled burger. But when you pile on fried jalapenos and mouth-watering barbecue brisket, smoked for hours and hours and slathered in mesquite barbecue sauce, you got a Texas winner.
The Texas Barbecue Thick Burger with smoked brisket, mesquite barbecue sauce, and jalapeno straws. New at Hardee's. For a limited time, participating restaurants available as third and half-pound thick burgers.
What comes to your mind when you think about insurance? Do you get excited like that feeling when you get a new purse or pair of shoes? Probably not. Insurance is not the most exciting thing in the world to talk about, but it is one of the most important decisions you can make. Stephanie Kelly with Monroe County Farm Bureau Financial Service in Albia makes speaking the insurance language easy for our clients and also offers a large array of insurance services from auto, home, health, life to investments and annuities. Ready to feel at peace of mind when it comes to insurance? Contact Stephanie Kelly with Monroe County Farm Bureau Financial Services in Albia.
Welcome back, everyone. Fourth quarter here, 48-0 Albia, as the Mustangs trying to get something positive going here. They're homecoming as the Blue Team has come on the road this year. No mystery. We did, Dan, I just can't get over the fact that the mystery that was tonight's shenanigans, the flat tire, no gas, missing equipment, our interviews hijacked. But this has not been a mystery of a football game. Here's the pass to the flat. Huff overthrows his antenna receiver. And I have a feeling John Flattery is going to go into hiding.
Yeah, and he might change his name to Flaherty now. And that's not witness protection program. And the bell tower, you know, he could go there, and that's a safe place. He has access.
That's probably where it all started. You know, when you disrespect God, you go in and ring the bell at the bell tower of the First Christian Church.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do know Albia has put the Mustangs in a fourth down along here. They're going to set the punt once again into the wind. Here comes a punt. A deep kick. Hunter Weldon takes at the 46-yard line and falls to the knee. Albia's offense will come back out once again. 10:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. Running clock here, 48-0 Albia. And, guys, let's give away some Albia shirts, courtesy of Summers Insurance. We are blue shirts. And the 10th text, 641-799-1437. And we need to know who is texting in. And then I'll tell you what, Summers Insurance will make arrangements to give away some passes to the haunted house.
Oh, very
okay.
good.
Well, they are going to have to hold on to that. We'll get to those in a few minutes. Here is a counter play. Running with Baker. Matt Baker, touchdown maker, on his way inside the 35-yard line. A huge hole over here on this left side. And Matt Baker takes it all the way down to the 32-yard line. And I'll tell you what, T, this offensive line, buddy, they are the Butterworth boys.
Oh, pancakes all day long. I saw Hunter Gertz get up, and there was two Davis County Mustangs underneath him.
And they don't want to get up.
Yeah. And how about that? We've got some changes going finally in the Blue Demons here. Blake Bear is quarterbacking. And Matt Baker was lined up in the power eye. He's actually the tailback now.
Here comes the handoff. Baker with it on his way inside the 30. This time he was down. The ball came loose late.
Got some other kids in. I want to announce them, Jason, as they get in here. Brett Freshwell's coming over on the offensive fullback. Got Connor McDonough in there on the line. Ryan Romanco's still in there. Ryan had that little tweak last week on his ankle, so it's good to see him. Looks really good. Hunter Gerst is, as well, played all game long. So they're in there as well.
Nora Thomas has won herself a free T-shirt. You can pick that up, Nora, at the KIC studios. We'll get some more T-shirts out here. Albia calls timeout. 9:07 to go, 48-0 Albia. Second down and 7 here. And, Jimmy, you just got to be impressed. You've been listening to the games on the road, traveling, watching Friday Night Lights, other places with our nephew. But to get to see these guys up close in 3D.
Well, here's what's cool, Jason, is I'm on the sidelines, and Coach Dykstra down here. You know, it's fourth quarter, running clock. Coach and his offensive lineman. He says, I love you guys. I believe in you. Keep playing hard. Just, you know, the passion that's here on the sidelines is like no other, and the coaching is like no other. I mean, I went to the Burlington game, not against Burlington, but the coaching we have here at this class we're in is amazing, Jason. It just about broke my heart. He says, I love you guys. I believe in you.
Second down here for the Blue Demons after the timeout. Bryce Leshen comes in with a carry, gets a pickup of about a yard, and Dan, as tough as Bryce is on the defense, he is an outstanding halfback, and you think about the number of guys that can carry the ball for Albion. It is a deep, deep roster.
Well, it is. You know, he's only carried 7 times this year, but he has a 7.5-yard average, and that was like a couple games early in the season. He really hasn't carried much the last few games because they've been rotating others in there, you know, that have included Blake Lawless, who we've seen quite a bit, and then again, Matt Baker comes in there tailback. And so it's just, and Brett Freshwater last week had a great job of fullback, had a nice little touchdown run. So lots of speed and strength there. There's Brett Freshwater,
Brett
as I
Freshwater,
say.
20-yard line and a foot race, and the safety, the only man there. The great job of selling that by Blake Bear. And truly, Freshwater was. It was an empty field. It looked like everybody decided to go take a picnic over at the sidelines, and Brett Freshwater's running downfield. And fortunately for Davis County, their safety stayed home. And. That was the only guy that was wearing not an Albion jersey in the defensive backfield.
Yeah, and Brett, I talk about how great Bryce has been. Brett's got a 10-yard average going, so he's maintaining that with that carry right there.
Here comes the freshwater again, fighting forward down to the 6-yard line. It'll be a second down and 5 for the Blue Demons, but more importantly, Albion on the march here. 7:50 to go, 48-0 Blue Demons. And how about this? Here is the next text to win a Summers Insurance We Are Blue T-shirt. And it goes to none other than the Granger, the one and only Duck out there. And he is going, here's a handoff, Bryce Leshen. And for the Albia touchdown, Bryce Leshen on the carry. Touchdown, Albia. Senate Pierce-Macher Funeral Home, touchdown, touchdown, Albia. And Granger, you will have to fly, and he will fly 2,000 miles next week to get that T-shirt.
That's good. I love people listening and checking in. I want to tell you, too, that's the 7th guy, different guy, to score a touchdown out of 8.
7 for 8. 7 different players, 8 scores for Albion. That tells you, Christian, the depth of this football team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got 5 different guys who can play running back, and then also the wide receivers and the quarterback play. It's just phenomenal today.
Here comes the snap. The extra point is up. High enough, long enough, good enough. 55-0 Albia. 7:25 to go in the ball game. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Do I really need to call before I dig? Do I need an expert to install a generator?
No. 4,000 people are injured or killed in electrical accidents every year. Most accidents are avoidable.
Before digging in your yard or installing a generator, keep safety in mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
This is John Pabbs, proud Albuquerque Community High School graduate and candidate for Monroe County Attorney. Go Big Blue. Let's go to the Dome. Again, keep up the great work.
Paid for by the John A. Pabbs Campaign Fund.
This is how we roll.
Throws it across the middle of the field and completion! Matt Baker!
Take it to the house! Matt Baker on one of the prettiest plays I've ever seen.
Plenty of pretty plays tonight as the Blue Demons playing spoiler here at Homecoming 2014. The Mustangs trailing Albia 55-0, and Dan, eight different scores, seven different Albia players to put those scores on the board, and four different ways of doing running, throwing, punt return, kick return.
Pretty impressive, and that is very impressive. And the other thing I'm just reflecting on too is the fact that there still is the zero for the Davis County Mustangs, which the defense just continues to play at a high level. You know, and there were those who prognosticate out there publicly who, you know, I thought that Davis County scored 21 on us.
Prognosticate?
Yeah, they make predictions.
Oh, wow.
The prognosticators. Even in a cold air, I can say that.
Jimmy, we did that earlier, didn't we? No, that's Frank
predictors.
Predictors.
I don't know. I'm terrible at that stuff.
These big words up here, prognosticators. 55-0 Albia. You don't have to know much about English or much about football to know, Christian, that this game has gone all Albia.
Oh, yeah, from the get-go, Albia. Just the start of the kickoff, everything just gone Albia's way today.
Mustangs with the football, carry over the left side, a gain of about 2 yards. Going to bring a third down here. Got more T-shirts to give away. Let's give another T-shirt. And on this text, we want to know how many different Albia players, and we've given this to you several times, has scored. You got to put that in the text along with your name, and you'll win a Summers Insurance We Are Blue T-shirt. 641-799-1437. Again, number of players who have scored for Albia tonight.
I know.
And your name. Here comes the Mustangs. Rolling back. Huff has time. Now is being pursued. Drops back. Throws it in the flat. Tipped. Oh, boy. Right in front of you, Big T. I thought.